Public complaints about high prescription drug prices may be eroding the power of an influential industry. When pharmaceutical companies oppose legislation here in Washington, they have generally been able to stop Congress from passing it. But some U.S. senators are showing a different attitude, and that change was on public display yesterday. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The subject of yesterday's session at the Senate Health Committee was a familiar one, whether Americans should be allowed to import drugs from Canada and Europe at their lower price-controlled prices. Until now, House and Senate Republican leaders, with the backing of the drug industry, have managed to keep such bills bottled up despite strong bipartisan support. So it came as something of a surprise when Health Committee Chairman Mike Enzi of Wyoming took a shot at the drug industry. Towards the end of the hearing, Enzi said he does plan to act on a drug import bill this year, and he hopes to negotiate with all sides,
including the pharmaceutical companies, who probably from today have gotten a message that it would be a good idea to have a little lower prices in the United States.
Other Republicans who side with drug makers on importation are starting to make comments unimaginable only a few years ago. Here's Georgia Republican Johnny Isaacson commenting on the industry's ubiquitous advertising.
I don't know they spend more on ads than they do on R&D, but they spend more on ads than they probably ought to, in my judgment.
The drug industry still maintains it spends far more on research than on advertising. A spokesman for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, however, declined to comment on the broader question of whether the industry's clout is waning. Meanwhile, backers of importation are turning the industry's most potent arguments against it. Drug makers have long maintained that opening the U.S. market to drugs from other countries would increase the risk of counterfeit or tainted drugs. But Republican Senator David Vitter of Louisiana said his bill, which would set strict anti-counterfeiting standards, would create a safer situation than exists today, since more and more Americans are buying drugs from Canada and elsewhere illegally.
When American consumers buy unapproved prescription drugs from other countries without equivalent regulatory safeguards, they run a real risk that those drugs could be of poor quality. So unless we act on this sort of legislation, we are allowing a major safety problem to grow and grow and grow.
That argument was echoed by former Food and Drug Commissioner David Kessler. That's significant because he's the first FDA commissioner to break with the agency's steadfast opposition to opening the borders.
The choice before you is not the choice of imports or no imports. We already have a system of importation of drugs that jeopardizes public health. Congress, I believe, has a responsibility to fix this serious problem.
Lawmakers' move to embrace drug imports is not that surprising, given public opinion. A new survey out this week found nearly 80% of respondents support such a change. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.